Well, tonight I want to share with you what I've titled, Getting Closer to God. Now, those of us who have believed God's word and with a desire to have a relationship with Him, with God Almighty, we all have something in common. And that is, we want to be close to God, don't we? We want to know Him and be close to Him. So, what can we do? What can we do to get closer to God? To have a vibrant relationship with Him. To really be able to be close to Him so we can hear Him and He can hear us. And that we can really tap into what He's made available. All His goodness, all His promises, His wonderful grace, His mercy. We want to be close to Him so that we can take advantage of His goodness toward us. And so what can I do? What can we do to get close to God? And I have an answer for you. It's a one-word answer. You might not like this answer. Because the answer on what you can do to get close to God is nothing. You can do nothing to get close to God. Now, I know you're going, what in the world is he talking about? What did he have for dinner tonight? You know, what is that all about? Woe is me, you know, that we can't get close to God. We don't do anything. We don't do nothing to get close to him. My goodness. Bob, I don't know what you've been drinking or eating here, but nothing? Come on. Well, let me explain, all right? God, how far is God, by the way, from you? How far away is God? Think about it. We want to be close to God. How far away is he? Or where is he at so that we can get closer?
In us.
Well, it's a good question. When you're born again, what happened? When we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believed in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we were saved, right? And of course, with the knowledge of God's word, we got filled with the Holy Spirit, and it's God and Christ in us. Now, how close is that? Pretty close, isn't it? So can you get any closer to God? No, no. Now, you might take a vacation, not even think about God. You might not even read the Bible for a week. Is God still, does that make God far away from you? No, where is he? He's still in you, right? Sure he is. Let's go to Romans chapter 8. Yeah, God is in you. He doesn't take a vacation. He doesn't leave. He's not a man that he should lie, that he would say one thing and do something else. So in Romans chapter 8, verse 8, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. So the flesh can look high and low for God. They're going to have a hard time. The natural man without God, he's going to have a hard time finding him. Of course, where can he go to find God? And that mighty word of God, right? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of truth. God's word makes available the knowledge of God so that man can be born again and get filled with that gift of Holy Spirit, which is God in Christ in you. But the natural man cannot please God. Verse 9, but you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. So do you have the Spirit in you?
Yes.
Yes, you do. So God is right there. Right there. Now, I hope that doesn't get you too nervous. Uh-oh, God's that close. I better look out what I do tonight and tomorrow, the rest of my life. No, no, no. It's all good. God is good, right?
All the time.
All the time, yes. So we have that Spirit of God dwelling in us, right? Now, if any man, to finish this verse 9 off, if any man have not the Spirit of God, Christ, he is none of his. So, boy, I tell you, to have the Spirit of God makes all the difference in the world, doesn't it? In our relationship with God. And if Christ be in you, next verse 10, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Boy, see there. Now, do you see when I say God and Christ in you? That's how close it is. And there's nothing we can do to get closer to God. So now we just got to recognize that he's with us all the time. And in a very good sense, too. Let's go a little farther in this chapter. Let's jump to verse 31. Chapter 8, verse 31 in Romans. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us how many things?
All
things. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. You know, people wonder, what is Jesus Christ doing up in heaven? He's making intercession for you and me. He's at that right hand of the Father. He's talking to Daddy and saying, you know, that Daniel, he's a great guy, isn't he, Father? Yeah, he is. Oh, my. Yeah, Dee, oh, what a sweetheart she is. Yeah, she is. He's the best. So, yeah, that's our Lord and Savior, what he does. So, verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? This is that great section, you know, the love of Christ. What's going to separate us? And there's nothing, right? Tribulation or distress or persecution or famine, nakedness or peril or sword. You know, there's a verse in Isaiah that says that we are, for thy sake, we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. No, that's not us. Verse 37 says, nay, no. In all these things, we are more than conquerors. Not just conquerors, we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to what?
Separate
us from what? The love of God. See? Do you have the love of God? Oh, yes, you do. It says in Romans 5:5, I think, for the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by that Holy Spirit that we have in us. See, we've got the love of God in us. God is in us. He is there with us. No matter where we go, what we do, we can always go to him. We can draw on him in all things. We need to just remember that and trust in him. Let's go to 1 Corinthians. Turn over to the next Romans Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? You know, this verse says you don't belong to yourself. Who do you belong to? Well, God, verse 20 says, for you are bought with a price. And what was that price?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, the blood of Jesus Christ. Therefore, glorify God in your body. You know, we glorify him. He is there. And we just got to get to the point in our thinking, our believing, that God is with us all the time. And we just got a great relationship with him. Yeah, we might not, you know, speak in tongues a lot one day or pray much or we miss reading the scriptures. But God doesn't condemn us. His love is bigger than that. You know, we may condemn ourselves or somebody else might, but God doesn't. God is all forgiving, isn't he? You know, he forgives us from our past, from our present, and he's going to forgive us in our future. We've got it covered. We really do. So we just got to realize in the depth of our hearts that he is with us and that we have a great connection with our Heavenly Father. No matter what we do, he is always there. Let's go to 1 John. I got to show you these scriptures. Now, we heard in the manifestations how important the Word of God is. And that's what we're looking at tonight, huh? So in 1 John chapter 4, some great truths here to seal the deal for us. So in chapter 4, verse 4, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Well, who is he that's in you?
Christ.
Yeah, Christ in us, the hope of glory. That Spirit, that gift of Holy Spirit is in us. Verse 13, hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us because he hath given us of his Spirit. So, I mean, all through the word here, as born-again believers, we are close to God. We are close to God. And I know sometimes in our minds we get off in left field and thinking all kinds of crazy stuff. We get wrapped up into what the news says and what everybody else is yelling and screaming and all upset about. We just got to settle our hearts and go to our Heavenly Father. And he's not far, right? You can't get any closer. He's right there. And recognize that, and then talk with him, and then listen, because he'll talk to you. He really do. He really will. So, there's a verse I want to close with. Hebrews 13. Hebrews 13. All right. Verse 5 and 6. Let your conversation, or your manner of living is the Greek word there, be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. Well, what things do we have? Christ in us, gift of Holy Spirit, all the promises of God, or yea and amen in him for us. My goodness. So, be content with such things as you have, for he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So no matter what you do, no matter how we get in the left field or thinking crazy things, we could come right back because God will never leave us nor forsake us. In the Greek, it's a triple negative. We can kind of see that a little bit. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Maybe in the Greek, if we literally translate, he will never, never, never leave us, nor never, never, never forsake us. So God wants to emphasize that he's on our side. He's not going to leave us. He's there for us all the time, every time. Verse 6 says, so that we may, how should we say it? Boldly say. Boy, that's what we should get bold with who we are in Christ. That we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Man's trying to mess with us, right? Man is trying to screw us up, but wait a minute. We've got Christ in us. We've got God and Christ in us. Never, never, never forsake us. Never, never going to leave us. So why that we can say, boldly say that we don't have to be in fear what man will put on us because we're above that. We have Christ in us, the hope of glory. So We got to recognize that our Heavenly Father is in us. We need to trust Him, right? Trust in the Lord. Lean not. What is that? I think it's in Proverbs chapter 3. Lean not unto your own understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge Him. And He will direct thy steps, your path. So what a fabulous Father we have, huh? So He's not far. We don't have to get all excited and try to grunt and try to find Him and get close to Him. He's there. So get on with your fellowship with Him and talk with Him and listen with Him and live the life that He's called us to live, okay? All right. Thank you, Father, for how You love us. And You're there for us all the time, every time. And we're sure grateful that we can have this lifestyle. And You've made it all available through Your Son. So we are just in great thanks, Father, in awe of what You've done for us. So we thank You, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.